What you doing? I'm the AC and this is Otaku News Reviews. This time I'm talking about a new manga series that came out in Shonen Jump / Viz for English readers called Jiangshi X by Norihiko Kurozono, with translation by Nathan A. Collins and lettering by Arbosh Mughal. Ooh, names. I like to include those because they're included in the actual manga. On the first few pages somewhere. Anyways, this new manga premiered, first chapter released on January 22nd, 2023, which also happened to be Lunar New Year's. A lot of cool things coming out. And I feel like it really fit the whole Lunar New Year's release time. A good time to do this manga, which you might figure out as I talk about it more. But yeah, this is chapter one, Those Who Follow the Way. It's 91 pages long. A very long first chapter, even for a first chapter. That's like half the length of a book of manga, pretty much. But normally when I see first chapters, they're about 50 pages at max, 50 some pages. So this one's almost double that. It was a long one. And surprisingly, there's a lot to talk about, but it really doesn't do... It doesn't do plot-wise all that much, but with plenty to talk about and done in a pretty good way, I'll stop being vague and get more in-depth. So right away, this chapter opens up with setting up this idea of yin and yang, about how, like, if the dark eats the light, the a dark fish, because, you know, fish... representing that, just, you know, like in Avatar The Last Airbender. That's the first thing I think of. But yeah, whenever the dark fish eats the light fish, only a small amount of light will remain, something like that. That's it. Kind of vague, like, proverbic opening to it. Then it moves on to, like, what's actually happening in the story. So story-wise, it opens up with these three Doshi monks in training fighting Jiangshi, which I don't think they ever completely explain what Jiangshi is. To me, it looks like a ghoul kind of deal. Like, whenever I was first, like, looking at this manga, I kept seeing people saying, I was like, oh, it's like Chinese vampires. Maybe? They haven't said anything about that in this first chapter, but if it is like a ghoul, ghouls are sometimes created from vampires, so maybe something like that. I don't know, something weird. But this Jiangshi has what I assume is some kind of Chinese. I don't know which Chinese language. I'm going to assume Mandarin because that seems the most popular. But something with one on its forehead. And this is later described as like the order. This is the weakest kind of Jiangshi there is. And it's described as like the strength of this one is like 10 hardy villagers could take it down. But if you jump to the second order one, they wouldn't stand a chance. That's kind of what we're dealing with. So the Daoshi who are fighting this include our main protagonist, of course, named Xiaohu. Excuse me on these names. Not that great in pronouncing Chinese names and words and stuff. So all this is going to be awkward and weird to me. And I already sound weird when I'm talking English. But yeah, main protagonist's name is Xiaohu. With his partner, like some kind of tiger-ish thing, little itty-bitty thing, Hehu, and then who's, you know, main protag, kind of cool, level-headed, is the son of the Dadaoshi master, kind of like, I guess, the leader of these monks, who we'll meet in a little bit. His name is, Longhu Xiangxiu. Names are hard. You're going to have to get used to me being cringe on that. Another one of these monks in trainings is who I assume is going to be more of a rivalish type. There's also going to be a lot of like Naruto comparisons in this. Don't know why. It gives me a lot of Naruto vibes. So this would be like the Sasuke to the Naruto kind of deal. His name is Chaoyun. He's more just hot-headed. So it's like the opposite though, Sasuke and Naruto. Xiaohu's the level-headed, calm, cool one, and Chaoyun is going to be the more hot-headed. And then the third one, who's going to be definitely overlooked most of the time because he's more of the timid and like probably going to be somewhat smart and compassionate one, I guess, is Julie. You know, kind of the dorky-looking one, But I don't know. These are the three, and it's obviously as it goes on, these are this is going to be the main group. But yeah, they beat this Jiangxi, and then it turns out, according to the Shifu Leiba, who is an official Daoshi monk, says their training's done. That's it. Good job. Now they just have a test. Before I move on to what this test is, I do want to point out, because it sets up this yin yang kind of deal at the very beginning, Xiaohu uses this yin seal technique to while fighting. Not much is known about that yet. It just it says it. I was like, oh, yin. It said something about yin and yang. It's like, oh, okay, maybe some kind of weird foreshadowing, very, very early and very subtle, kind of subtle. If you pay attention, I think it pops out a lot. Yeah, they're about to do their test to become official Daoshi monks. Xiaohu runs into his father, Longhu. I don't know how to say names. Just thinking, telling he's going to do well. A lot of pressure on Xiaohu. Chao Yun thinks he's getting special training from his father, you know, this leader, and that he has a head start and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so, with Xiaohu having all this pressure, he goes out for a night of very anxiety-filled meditation and meets this mysterious stranger who's more is like, just have the soul of a Doshi, that's all you need. And he's like, okay. So, the day has come, they go to the Valley of Trials, just some woods, whatever. And their objective is to go beat this second order, Jiangxi. But it's going to be a competition. Whoever's the first to bind it wins, which it's like, really? Making a competition kind of thing after they've been working together this whole time? Seems not quite like it's going to be that simple. I don't know. The catch is, if any of them flees, they all fail, which is another very suspicious thing to include in a test. It's like, that's supposed to be a competition where only one of them is supposed to be. The other side is like, if they fail, they're banished from Xingqian village, which is a weird thing. It's like, how do you fail this one time? It's like, can they just retake it or get better? Why are you banished? I never explained that part of it. They're just like, yep, you failed, that's it. And really, none of the like leaders or people doing this test say it. It's just Xiaohu who's like, yep, we fail, we leave. I'm pretty sure he's the only one who says it. Weird standards to set for yourself. So they actually find this Jiangxi really fast. And then immediately Chao Yun is bitten. And apparently this kind of poison in about half an hour will make him go completely numb or paralyzed, something like that. But unfortunately, even if they wanted to help him, it'll still take half an hour to get back to the village. And of course, if any of them flees, they all fail. So they're in a dilemma. This happened right away. They will have time to save him. And it's all like, okay, well, Xiaohu has all this pressure to win. But then, of course, Xiaohu wants to win, and then, you know, Julie's just he's just there, really doesn't do too much. And just when you think he's gonna be like, ah, tough it out, too bad for you, blah blah blah, he does the good guy act, of course, and he's like, nah, we're gonna get you back to the village, blah blah blah. And then Chang's like, no, I'm not gonna ruin this for everybody. And he's like, I'm gonna cut my arm off. Before he can cut his arm off, Shifu Leiba stops and is like, okay, that's it, the test is over. And like, fuck. So come on. And it turns out the Jiangxi was Shifu Huang. It was all just another test. It reminds me, compare it to Naruto again, when Kakashi gives Naruto, Sakura, and Sasuke their test, and it was just like, whether they're like, let one of them fail or not eat or something like that. And it was the whole thing, like, one of them eat, if any of them feed, who was it, tied up Naruto? Yeah. If any of them feed him, then they're all fail. It's kind of that exact same thing. Just like if any of them flees, they all fail. So yeah, a lot of Naruto feeling in this. The whole thing with it being Jiangxi X, a simple name. They never really say if there's what the X represents, a specific Jiangxi they're going to be looking for. I think it's just there to sound cool. But yeah, that's it. They pass. It was that easy. They go back to Xingqian village. They're congratulated. I told they pass. It's really that easy. Yeah, then we get a little bit more backstory on Longhu and Xiaohu, mainly because Chaoyun was like, oh, please give me lessons too, just like you were giving him. And Longhu was like, I wasn't giving him lessons. We're not even blood related. There was no special training. Longhu just saved Xiaohu as a kid. And you get a little flashback of that. And it's like, oh, Xiaohu was a little weak as a kid, and that's why he wants to be strong for his dad. And it's like, oh, even though his dad is kind of like, whatever, he's not even his real dad. He just saved him as a kid, and he still, like, helped kind of raise him until he's old enough to start training himself. But yeah, no real training. If anything, he was doing this technique called Lian Dan Fa or Fu, which is like inner alchemy training he was doing on his own. Just, you know, like some intense meditation. Like aligning chakras, stuff like that. A lot of Avatar Last Airbender, I feel like I'm going to be comparing this to also. And Naruto too. They have chakras. I don't know. But that's kind of what that reminds me of. And that is pretty much the meat of the story. There's really not that much happening. Action-wise, it was really the first fight with the Jiangxi. And then the test was like nothing. like it was literally like they started and then it was over. It was done. Good. It was a good job. You're not terrible. Like, you're compassionate people. That was pretty much it. And it was this whole like having the spirit or the soul of a Daoshi. And that was pretty much all you really need. But I guess, is it like foreshadowing a hint, a little glimpse into some kind of eerie future? It does mention that there's a harsh fate that's about to befall these three. So it's like, ooh, setting up for something cool to happen. Also, just like in Boruto in the beginning, I don't know, a lot of comparing to that. I don't feel like it's not going to be anything like Naruto story-wise and like what happens, but a lot of just like the inner and just like the themes and stuff like that, I'm picking up a lot of it. I don't know why. And then it introduces who I assume is going to be the main antagonist group for the series. It's the Wu Doju Dao. Gosh, names. Which is conveniently translated along with the name as the Way of the Five Pecks of Rice Wine. Apparently, they're coming for the Daoshi of the Xinxian village after 1,000 years. Don't know why they suddenly picked now. That's it. It just pops up and is like, we're coming for you. So yeah, I'm actually expecting a lot of cool stuff from this. There's, like with any new series, everyone's always like, oh, is this going to last? Is this going to be cut short? I feel like it has a lot of potential to last a long time. I feel like whenever you see something with a simple name like Jiangxi X, so I think the X is just there for being cool. It's really just Jiangxi. Simple. This is what they're fighting. That's what they're doing. They usually seem to last a pretty long time. We'll see though. You don't really see series lasting super, super long anymore anyways. I don't know if it's going to be the next Naruto or One Piece. Definitely not another One Piece. But maybe something like a, I don't know, a Demon Slayer. Maybe Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't know, it's literally the first chapter. Who knows where it's going to go? But I feel like this first chapter does a pretty good job at like introducing names and some techniques without really explaining anything, but a little bit of explaining to be like, okay, well, I know what this is. So there's probably going to be more in the second chapters or next few chapters coming up. Hopefully it's not just going to be an info dump this next chapter. I'm okay with it coming out slowly. Maybe a new technique whenever it needs to. Like an annoying long tutorial for a game, and it's like, okay, I get it, you don't have to keep teaching me stuff. I'm okay if that's gonna be the manga, because it's like, at least it's not all giving it to me now, I'm gonna forget it. Also, a lot of Chinese terms, so many, a lot of names and techniques are gonna be like Chinese, I'm assuming Mandarin, maybe other Chinese languages. I don't know, let me know if you know which one it is. I didn't actually look to see. I'm assuming Mandarin, because that would be the most standard, I guess. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be really cool. 91 pages for a first chapter. That's so much. I was like, I'm really going to need to put some work in. There was a lot of other techniques in this too that I didn't mention. I didn't want to get too much into it because of how long it is. I didn't want to get bogged down in all those details. I probably will get more into the techniques with each chapter, especially with this being such a shonen, typical shonen one. But also, it looks like it could have some really dark moments in it. It looks like these three main characters are going to go out on a journey together. But maybe it won't last too long. It could be something dark, twisted happens right away that causes just Xiaohu to be alone. Maybe something happened to Julie and Xiaoyun. I don't know. I can make so many weird predictions, but there's really not much to go on. There's an antagonistic group. Don't know what their deal is. Also, what exactly are Zhangxi? I don't feel like they really said much where they were. They kind of described how strong they are, but not what they actually are. Are they... They're not vampires. They're not really zombies. I'm saying something more like ghouls. I don't know. We'll have to see. There's so much cool and so much potential with this. I'm just looking forward to all of it. Let me know what you thought if you read this and you enjoyed it. If it was worth the 91 pages. As long as the chapter as it was, I don't feel like they packed in as much as they could have. All of it was really spread out. But there was also a lot of cool artwork, which I didn't really talk much about. So a lot of pages were just a cool scene to just look at. So let me know what you thought of the story, where you think it's going to go. Tell me what Jiangxi are. Tell me what... how badly I'm pronouncing things, really, because no, it's probably not great, but yeah, let's just talk about Zhangxi X. I'm excited for it. But yeah, if you want, you know, tell me more, you can leave it in the comments. You could find me on social media. It's DAC Stories everywhere you want to. You even email me at dacstories@gmail.com. Or, hey, I have a Discord. You can join my Discord. It's a small little community so far, but we can build it up. All the links for all this stuff will be in the description. Easy for you to find. But yeah, that is all I have to say about the chapter one of Zhangxi X by Norihiko Kurozono. Really looking for the next one. But until that next one, thank you so much. I'm DAC. Bye.